Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And we might call this the fire hose show because I've got a whole bunch of information that I'm going to share with you today. So let's jump right into that. And I haven't talked about this for a little while, but there are so many people throughout our entire country who have made the decision that they're going to need a senior care community, either for themselves or for a loved one. And they may need it right away. They may need it down the road, maybe by the end of the year, maybe next year. Okay, but the decisions have been made. So now what? So what you must determine before ever beginning your search. If you listen to this and pay attention and then implement what I'm about to share with you, this will save you dozens and dozens and dozens and maybe dozens of hours of time. The average family spends between 50 and 100 hours if they're trying to do their homework. They don't have to just grab something in an emergency, but they're trying to get it right. They're doing their homework. They're visiting all these places, asking all the questions. They're online checking out all the stuff. 50 to 100 hours. That's been shared with me over and over and over again over these past, over 20 years. Okay, so I'm pretty confident that that is the normal average. Okay, of course, senior care consulting clients, they're done in 4 hours. Boom, they're done. We save a ridiculous amount of time. But if you want to do this on your own, this will save you dozens of hours of time. And the biggest mistake I see people make is it's the old shotgun approach. Well, I'm going to go check out this place over here, and then maybe someone in the family, hey, as I drive to work, there's this place that it was just built. It looks really nice. I'll just go check that one out. I'm going to spend some time with them. And, well, I heard about this place. I'll go check that one out. And they're going to places that don't fit their criteria, and they're just literally wasting their time, literally a waste of time. You feel good because you're busy and you're doing stuff, but you are wasting your time. So let's get organized. Let's have, instead of the shotgun approach, let's have the rifle approach. Okay, so, bullseye, and we're going to do this very, very focused. All right, so what to determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community? The first thing you must know or determine is, what level of care do you need? Well, Steve, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What's the level of care? I know. That's why we're doing this. So I equate the level of care to to the licensure of the place. I relate it directly to the licensure. So each place providing hands-on care has to operate and conform to the requirements of the licensure that they have been granted by the state where they reside, where they provide the care. Okay, so long-term care, also known as a nursing home, that's that highest level of care, that's the medical model. That is a level of care, long-term care. That's the level. And again, that's the medical model. It's the highest level of care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, skilled nursing, the health center. There are, you know, all sorts of ways to describe that. I just call it long-term care because that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. Okay, maybe you need the level of care that would be the assisted living level of care. So the assisted living level of care operates per its licensure. And if the assisted living level, if you've listened to this program for any length of time at all, you would know that that is the level of care. And it's very popular. Lots and lots of people go to the assisted living level of care and receive great care. So that's the level of care that will help you with your activities of daily living. It's not a medical model. It's really more of a social model where they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They can provide incontinence support if that would be necessary. They manage your medications. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration at that point. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to get out of the building to see your own doctor that you've seen for the last 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, or maybe a specialist. There's a lot to like about the assisted living level of care, but that is a level of care. So we have long-term care, which does all of that, plus medical care, diabetic management with insulin injection, wound care, catheter care, urinary catheter care, tube feeding, two-person transfer, heavy, heavy physical care, plus all these medical care areas, ostomy care, those sort of things, okay? So you have long-term care, assisted living. What about residential care? Now, not all states have this, but most do. I generally refer to that, I say generally, as assisted living light. So their licensure would require that the residents living there, generally speaking, are a little higher functioning, a little less staffing. They do a little bit less for you, but there's still some care and management and oversight. Now, what about the Home Plus? Now, this is something pretty unique to the state of Kansas. So, for example, Missouri would just refer to this as assisted living. But in Kansas, they have created a level of care called Home Plus. So it's basically speaking, it's the assisted living level of care, but it's provided in a house, literally in a house. So that home-like setting, they've got that down. Okay, so it's in a house. Typically, you're going to see 4 to 6 residents up to maybe about 12 residents. So usually the staffing ratios are really great at the Home Plus level. Typically 1 to 4 is pretty common for a higher functioning Home Plus residence or house, maybe 1 to 5 or 6. But 1 to 4 is pretty common. That's a very good staffing ratio. And then you may have intermediate care facility, which is essentially long-term care without the Medicare certification. Okay, so if all of that has your head spinning already, this is why senior care consulting exists. We are not intimidated by this. We speak this. This is what we do. And we walk our clients through all of this. We have a proprietary 6-page geriatric care assessment, and that helps us work together with you to determine the proper level of care. And that's the first thing that you must determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. And back to that shotgun approach, all kinds of people with very good intentions, and they're very busy, and they feel good about it because they're working on this. Okay, well, I'm going to go look at that place. And there's a new place on my way to work. And so-and-so at church said that, you know, this is a good place. And they're checking all these places out. maybe all these places are the assisted living level of care when what you actually need is long-term care. You've just wasted all of your time, okay? And that's really, really easy to do. I'm not scolding you, okay, or anything like that. I'm just trying to make my point that you really need to determine several things here before beginning your search. So your search is more focused and less kind of scattered, so you don't waste time. Again, saving dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. All right, number two, what type of care do you require? Well, what do you mean, Steve? The level of care, I mean, that's all we need, right? Nope, it's not that easy. So maybe you need just general, I call it general care, just everyday, good old-fashioned general care that is offered at the particular level of care that you require. What about memory care? Well, Steve, isn't that at a place? Nope, it's not. That's a type of care. So memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, period. That's it. And that can be offered at the long-term care level of care, at the assisted living level of care, at the residential care level of care, at the home plus level of care, and the intermediate care facility level of care. That just blew a whole bunch of people's minds right there. Well, I thought it was a place. No, it's not. It's a type of care that can be offered at a whole bunch of different levels of care. What about skilled nursing and rehab? Well, yeah, Steve, we're going to need that skilled nursing and rehab paid for by Medicare. Well, if that is the case, then that is only offered at the long-term care level of care. You cannot get that in the assisted living level of care. And then you have other types of care, mental health care, hospice care, respite care. So it gets pretty complicated, folks. So what to determine before beginning your search, level of care, and the type of care. And I'm going to have more because it gets even more complex than that. But let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care is a level of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. We'll see if you're paying attention. Memory care is a level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Memory care is not a level of care. And so many people believe that memory care is a level of care. Well, we'll just go over there to that memory care place. Well, no. What do you mean the memory care place? Was it long-term care or was it assisted living? I don't know. It's that memory care place. It doesn't work like that. So again, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. So if that person needs help with their bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication distribution, some of those sort of things, then they would be properly placed or qualified at the assisted living level of care, where that assisted living provider provides general care and memory care. So memory care, to get a quick ticket to memory care, I think the primary reason to get you in there, or that would qualify you to be transferred there, or maybe move in on day one in memory care, is that you are what the industry calls an elopement risk or a flight risk. So maybe you're not trying to cause any troubles, but you're looking around and you're like, you know what? This place is pretty nice, but it's not where I live. I'm going home. And then you're out. You're trying the door. You're out of there because you're going to walk home. This is not my home. It's a nice place. The people are really nice. My neighbors are friendly, but it's not where I live. Right. And God bless these people. They have dementia. They have Alzheimer's, one of the other forms of dementia, et cetera. and they're confused and they don't understand. And it's not where they it's not their house. It's not where they live. I think the second most common issue that would get you a quick ticket to memory care is overstimulation. So someone with dementia just can't process all the noise. Maybe there's too much noise. There's too much stuff going on. There are too many people around. There's just too much stuff. And then you can just see them just starting to wind up and wind up tighter and tighter. And pretty soon, boom, they're going to blow. And they're going to start yelling at people and because they can't process the stuff. And they become belligerent, maybe assertive. They may even become combative. Okay, so they need a smaller, quiet space, less noise, less lights, fewer people, shorter hallways, all and a code on the door. Okay, you can leave the area, you just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. Okay, I think those are the two main reasons. There are some other reasons that you may need to be in there. Your behavior could just be disruptive. You're walking in and out of everyone's room. You're walking into someone else's room. You're going in and you're laying down in their bed. And it's very upsetting to that person. Get him out of here, right? So that's another issue that would get you a quick ticket to memory care because they kind of expect that in the memory care area. Okay, so memory care is a type of care that you could find at that long-term care / nursing home level where you need a lot heavier care, you have some medical needs. It could be found in the other primary area that you could receive memory care would be at that assisted living level of care where you need help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication distribution, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and there are some others as well. That would be the two main ones, okay? Then the skilled nursing and rehab, we talked about that. Mental health care, hospice care, respite care, all of those are the types of care. So you have carefully determined what level of care you need and what type of care you need. Now, here's the the 800-pound elephant in the room, so to speak. How are we going to pay for all this stuff? Oh, boy, it's expensive. Pretty soon I'm going to get into that, some average monthly costs. And if you're driving, you might want to pull over to the side of the road. When I talk about that, I don't want to cause you to veer off the road. You're like, what? So it is very expensive. But if you hear the term private pay, that means you're writing a check. I mean, you're using your own resources to pay for your care. You know, what about Medicare? What does it pay for? What about Medicaid? What is Medicaid? What does it pay for? How do you qualify for that? Okay, what about long-term care insurance? Does that factor into this? And I would say absolutely yes. I believe the national statistic, about 5-6% of people needing care actually have long-term care insurance policies. So if you have one, hang on to it. Hang on to it because when that thing kicks in, it's worth its weight in gold, and it is protecting your assets because it's offsetting that cost. It's paying for the majority of the cost, maybe all of the cost. Okay, then what about the VA aid and attendance benefit? Do you qualify for that? How much will you receive? And then how much will that help your financial outlook here when paying for the high cost of senior care? And then you have location. Like in real estate, location, location, location. And it is important. We all want the convenience of this place being close to us. But I think the better question is, how far are you willing to travel to get the best care for your loved one? That's a question I ask every single one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. Well, Steve, I don't want to drive too far out, but you know, maybe 30 minutes or so from where we live or where mom lives or dad lives. Okay, whatever that point is, maybe in Johnson County or Jackson County or north of the river or, Steve, anywhere on the Missouri side or the Kansas side. And this conversation could be had all around the country, obviously. How far out can we look and are you willing to drive to find the best care for your loved one? So location parameters, very important. And then last but definitely not least, any personal preferences and needs. So this would be something very specific to you or your loved one. So I've had several clients say, Steve, mother has played the piano for several decades, and it's just, it's part of her DNA at this point. And it would be fantastic if they had a piano where she would be welcome to play. And I'm a musician, so I understand that. I don't think that's a would be nice to have. I think that's a gotta have. Okay. And so we need to find a place that's important to that particular person. Maybe not to everyone, but that particular person. Another one of my clients said, never serve my mother any fowl. Anything with a beak on it, forget it. No turkey at Thanksgiving, no grilled chicken sandwiches, etc. So what to determine before beginning your search? You need to know the level of care, the type of care, payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. And coming up next, I will review all of the levels of care, what they provide, and their average monthly cost.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we're talking today about what to determine before ever beginning your search. Need to know the level of care required. And here's what we do at Senior Care Consulting. We don't just look at today. I am a meticulous planner, and I look ahead. I look way ahead. And I anticipate needs, and I anticipate other levels of care and other things like that that may be required or will be required down the road. So look at today, but also plan for the future when you're doing all this. So you need to know the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods. How are we going to pay for this? It's all very expensive, as I'll share here in a little bit. Location parameters and any personal preferences and needs. All right. Once you have that down, now you can have a very targeted and focused search. So let me review the different levels of care and then get into the average monthly cost. So the first stop, if you will, in this progression of senior care communities would be referred to as independent living. Okay, there's no care provided at independent living, but this is really more of a lifestyle change. So let's say you're living in your house and you're using about 20% of your house because all the family's gone and moved out and the house is becoming, home ownership is becoming burdensome. And you don't want to worry about hot water heaters anymore and leaves in the gutter and cracks in the foundation and mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and all the stuff and the roof leaking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're done with that. And you want a lifestyle change. You want to downsize, shed yourself of that home ownership responsibility, and then move into an independent living community. So you're on your own, but you're definitely not alone. You have a very nice apartment. You have a fully equipped kitchen, so you can cook anything, anytime you want. It's your place. You can do what you want to do. But they do offer a meal, at least one kind of the main meal per day, typically. Sometimes they'll offer a couple of meals per day. Sometimes I even see all three, but they always offer the main meal and maybe another one. Okay, and they also offer transportation, so you don't have to worry about going out in the rain or the crummy weather. They offer transportation maybe once a week to run to the grocery store, maybe another place to run to another, you know, general store just to get stuff. There are socialization opportunities there, but again, you are fully independent. You can come and go as you'd like, anytime you want. But you have some of these other benefits and amenities at independent living. Okay, the next step in this continuum, if you will, and it's a pretty wide lane. It's the assisted living level of care. You might notice I said level of care. There is care provided at the assisted living level of care, according to the licensure that they must operate from and meet all the requirements in your particular state. Again, it's a social model. They help with the activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. And you may not need help with all of those things. You can pick and choose. You don't have to have help with everything. If you don't need help using the toilet, then of course they're not going to help you. If you need help with any or all of those things, minimally or fully, that's what they're there to help you with. And they can do all of that. They can help out there's a limit here, to a point with your incontinence care and support and management, if that would be necessary. They distribute your medications. They'll order it, manage it, make sure you get them on time. That's huge. They make all of your meals at this point. So you'll have a small kitchenette where you can reheat stuff, but you're not doing any cooking anymore. They're taking care of all that for you. They'll provide all the snacks and hydration for you throughout the day. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. There's transportation to get out of the building to go see your doctor, go see a specialist. Doctors also make house calls. This is pretty important, I think. So you don't have to use usually there's always one, maybe a couple of doctors, physicians that would come into the building. They're making a house call. So we think, oh, that's so old fashioned. No one does that. Well, yeah, they do. If you live in an assisted living community, a doctor will come to your apartment and make a house call. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to drive anywhere. They come to you. And that, I think it's huge. Okay, so you have a lot of support at that assisted living level of care. That's that wide. Now, graphically, if we were on television, and I give this presentation all the time. I do tons of presentations for different employers and civic groups and churches, et cetera. But in the assisted living level of care, there's a lot of leeway. You can choose to provide very little care. And in its marketing, oh, we have a vibrant independent community. We're on the go all the time, and all healthy lifestyles, and we're walking clubs, and you know all this stuff. And they can choose to provide a little bit of care. Some of them are clear over to the other side, leaning towards long-term care, providing a tremendous amount of care in an effort to keep you out of a nursing home, out of long-term care. Oh, and by the way, everything in between. So I think that is the second most difficult level of care to go out and try to tackle on your own, because you could go to six different places, hear six different stories about what they do and what they offer, and they could all be true. That one's really tough, because there's a pretty wide range of what they can do and what they can offer. That's the assisted living level of care. And then you move over graphically. I've got them kind of in a progression here. Then you move over to long-term care. Again, also known to many people as a nursing home. That's the medical model. And they do provide everything that assisted living provides, plus full medical care. And that could be a two-person transfer. And God bless them, maybe they're so weak that they're bedbound. They can provide all the care that you would need, including showering on a flat gurney type of a situation, whatever's required. They can take care of you. They can provide wound care, which would require LPNs and RNs for management. They can provide catheter care. They can provide pain management injections, diabetic management with insulin injections. They can provide tube feeding. It just goes on and on and on. So they can help out with all of those things. So those are the big three. So let's talk about some average pricing. Please don't wreck. If you're drinking coffee, put your coffee down. I don't want you spitting your coffee out all over your table. So when you move into independent living, okay, it largely depends on the size of the apartment and whether you have one or two people moving in. But the big differentiation would be how nice, how new the apartment is, and then the size of the apartment. So a studio is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom, is less than a three-bedroom, right? So we've got that, right? So it's going to be around $3,500 a month on the low end, to maybe $5,500 kind of on the upper end. You can definitely go higher than that. Maybe you could go a little bit lower than that, but that's going to be a solid range. And that's per month. Now, I have a lot of people say, well, now wait a minute, Steve. My house is paid for. I'm just going to stay at home. Well, have you ever totaled up the cost of what it actually costs you to stay at home with your mortgage paid off? And you have homeowners insurance every month, personal property tax, and then the upkeep of, again, replacing water heaters and repairing the roof and all the stuff. If you add it all up, plus groceries and everything else, it's not that far off. Not really. Coming up next, I am going to continue this conversation on the different levels of care and the average monthly cost. So I'm going to talk about the assisted living level of care coming up, long-term care level of care, and then I'm going to throw a little curveball in there because we have a couple of other levels of care, and then I'm going to talk briefly about a continuing care retirement community. So there, like I said, this is a fire hose type of a program. Stick around. More coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking about the different levels of care, the average monthly cost. And this stuff is expensive. Is it worth it? Yep. If you need it, it's absolutely worth it. Okay, so we talked about independent living. Let's move on to the assisted living level of care. Again, it's the social model helping you with your activities of daily living. I've already talked about that two or three times. The biggest driver on the cost differences would be the size of the apartment and how much care you need. Most places have a base charge plus a level of care charge. So if you need a little bit of help, you're going to pay a little bit of a level of care charge. If you need a lot of help, you're going to pay the base plus a higher level of care charge. And then that way, the person using fewer resources, needing less care, would pay less than someone using more resources and receiving more care. So it's a more of a fair type of a payment model, if you will. Okay, and a studio costs less than a one-bedroom, costs less than a two-bedroom. All right, so both of those things are drivers. We're looking at an average of $6,000 a month to about $9,000 a month. That should cover most of the places. And I have a lot of people asking, well, what if you have a couple and maybe one spouse needs the care, but the other spouse wants to be with them? Can they live together? Yeah, absolutely. Of course they can. And so the big question is, does that double the price? And I'm happy to say it does not. Okay, so the spouse needing the care would be charged that somewhere between $6,000 to $9,000, okay, depending on how much care they need and what size apartment you're in. And then the spouse that just wants to be with his or her spouse would pay a second person fee, typically around $1,000 to $1,500 a month, plus any level of care that they may need either now or in the future. So I think that's the best value for two people to live together in a care community would be found right there at that assisted living level. And then if we go over to long-term care, this is when you really need to hold on to the to your pocketbooks here. So we have a couple of different options in long-term care. And we're looking at a shared room, which means you have a roommate. Some of the rooms in the older buildings, more traditional buildings, I mean, there's a bed on each side of the room. There's a curtain down the middle. Not ideal. Okay, but at this point, it's mostly about the care you receive, and it's not much about your personal space, frankly. And you can use different parts of the building throughout the day, but at that long-term care level, your room is really meant to be more of a place where you would sleep, take a nap, or sleep overnight, of course. You can stay in your room as much as you'd like. That's not necessarily, it's really more of a bedroom kind of a situation. So that shared room, $8,000 to $9,500, again, pretty common. And then if you want a shared room, this is going to come at a premium. Again, it's mostly about the care that you receive, not very much about your personal space. So you're going to pay a premium. If you want that personal space, you're going to look at $11,000 to $12,000 to maybe upwards of $14,000 to $15,000 per month. It is very expensive. Now the curveball. Well, Steve, you mentioned earlier there's a residential care facility. What about that one? Okay, so I generally, not all the time, generally refer to that as assisted living, a little bit to the lighter side of things. Assisted living is $6,000 to $9,000 a month. So in residential care, you could expect somewhere between, you know, $3,500 to maybe $6,000 or so per month. That ought to cover most of the places. Now there are some exceptions, okay, and it could be more than that, and they could provide more care than that. But that's a general statement. Home Plus, that's the assisted living provided in a house for 4 to 6 people, up to 10 to 12 people, higher staffing ratios, et cetera. So I would call that assisted living on the higher end of it, on the higher end of care. Okay, so they're going to be pushing the boundaries of what you can provide in the assisted living. But again, it's in a house. $8,000 to $10,000 a month is pretty common. So that's what we have there. Then we have a couple of gray areas. A lot of independent living communities will say, oh, hey, we can do everything assisted living can do, and so you won't need assisted living. Well, I'm going to have to call on that one. That would be an independent living community that has an on-site home care provider, and that could be a really good fit for some people. They're not ready for assisted living. They can stay in their independent living apartment and then have an on-site home care provider come and visit you in 15-minute increments. I've had some clients where that was really a perfect fit, but The general statement falls way short of, oh, you don't need assisted living. Okay, falls short. And then you have a lot of assisted living providers with the gray area of, oh, we're an age-in-place community and your loved one can live here for the rest of their life. Well, the reason I go on that one is because I get the calls. I can't tell you how many calls I've received when someone calls up and they're practically yelling in the phone. We moved into this place and they said they're an age-in-place and community. Dad could live there forever. And then 3 months later, 6 months later, we got this discharge letter saying they can no longer meet his needs and we need to move him. Did they lie to me? I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that one. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what was said, but it clearly fell into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. I'm telling you, every single assisted living community has a threshold. If your care needs exceed that threshold, you will be discharged, period. So you just have to be careful of that. And again, remember, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It could be found at the assisted living level, long-term care level, and all of the other levels of care that we discussed. And then you could glue it all together and just put a bracket over the whole thing. And you have a continuing care retirement community that has all of the above, where the concept is you downsize your house, you move into an independent living apartment. Down the road, if you need help with your activities of daily living, you can easily transition to the assisted living part of the community and receive that help. If you need more help than that, you can easily transition to the long-term care part of the community, and you can live the rest of your life knowing, with that peace of mind, knowing you never have to move again. They've got you no matter what. They can meet all of your care needs through end of life. I told you it was a fire hose today. So if you have any questions about this, reach out. Give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can call me from anywhere in the country. I'd be glad to help out. If you're looking at this and you're like, okay, wait a minute. We just started looking at places and we've got it all wrong. We're going to need some help on this. Or if you anticipate needing a place, I would start looking today because all of the best places have waiting lists. If you need our help, reach out to my firm. Ask for a free consultation at seniorcareconsulting.com or 913-945-2800. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.